Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Titans wide receivers have big shoes to fill in 2022. Can Treylon Burks fill those shoes? Find out right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Another weekend episode for you here. Giving you advanced stats on a college player. How will it translate to the next level? I'm talking Treylon Burks. I'm Adam Azer with Jacob Gibbs. Okay, let's talk about Treylon Burks in the slot, what we saw at Arkansas, and what we might see as a slot receiver, hopefully not that much, with the Titans.
Yeah, so Burks was significantly less efficient when he was working from the slot, which is where Arkansas had him run the majority of his routes. Typically, we have seen designing these short yard touches, particularly from the slot, boost players' efficiency. Just in this past class, we saw that with John Mechie, Wandell Robinson, Sky Moore, Kyle Phillips, the new teammate of Treylon Burks in Tennessee. But that wasn't really the case with Burks. They kind of pigeonholed him into this short yardage gadget type role. And I really don't think that that's the best type of role for him. And I'm hoping that's not what we're going to see from at the NFL level. So 77% of his routes at Arkansas came from the slot. The only player in the class with a higher slot rate among the 20 rookies that I evaluated was Kyle Phillips, his new teammate. And that's just important because, like, he really was really good from the perimeter. His numbers there, it's a small sample size, but his numbers there are really, really exciting. So the CFB average on yards per route run on slot rates versus slot routes versus non-slot routes is up 6% over the past five seasons. Treylon Burks saw his yard per route run rate drop by 44% when he was in the slot. Among the prospects that evaluated, that was the biggest drop other than Drake London, who had the huge breakout when he moved to the perimeter in his third season. So really that is huge to be so much more efficient when running from the perimeter. And I think that if Phillips, everything's been really positive about him so far. If he can earn a regular role, or if Robert Woods just continues to spend 30 to 40% of the time in the slot like he has historically, I think we could see Burks kind of play more of the AJ Brown role, where he's only spending 15 to 20% of his time in the slot. And I think, as we'll hit on later, here, his data outside of slot is really exciting.
And you look at routes, and that you have the big four routes. So tell us about this, the big four routes that are typically seen in the NFL, and how Treylon Burks did, maybe the new AJ Brown, on those routes.
Yeah, the routes that are used the most in the NFL, I wrote about this on Sportsline in detail, are go routes, hitch routes, out routes, and crossing routes. And on those routes, what I call the big four, Treylon Burks saw his yard per route run rate rise by 44% compared to all other routes that he ran. The only other players with a higher discrepancy on their big four routes in this year's class were George Pickens and Drake London. And so that is a good sign. He has succeeded on NFL level routes. And again, just points to the fact that, like, while Arkansas did, use him in this kind of short yardage gadget role, I don't think he needs to be used that way. I think he's shown that he can succeed outside of that. His 3.3 yard per route run rate on those routes was the highest of any rookie receiver. And we saw him improve his rate every single year at Arkansas. It went from 1.96 in his first season to 3.44, his yard per route run rate on the big four routes, and then all the way up to 4.21 last year, which was the best in the entire entire nation. So consistent improvement, best efficiency in the league in 2021. And then two more just specific notes on Burks' route data and how it fits in Tennessee. He had the best efficiency on go routes of any receiver in the class. And then AJ Brown ran a lot of go routes. He was 11% above the league average in terms of go route frequency last year. The other one is crossing routes. Burks ran a ton of crossing routes at Arkansas. His career crossing route frequency was 80% above the CFB average. And the Titans had the fifth highest crossing route frequency in 2021. And they were 12% more likely to target crossers than the league average. So those are just two more things that are, potentially a good fit here.
Are there other similarities to AJ Brown?
Yeah, so like Brown, he showed an ability to succeed on downfield routes and perimeter routes, and also was excellent against press coverage, all things that check out really well for a receiver when trying to, you know, see if they're going to translate at the NFL level. Particularly at the downfield route running, Burks wasn't used that way often. He had one of the lower A-dots of the receivers in this class, but he was really efficient when he was used as a downfield route runner. Among the 20 receivers that I evaluated, only Jameson Williams averaged more yards per out run on targets that came 15 or more air yards downfield than Burks. Williams averaged 7.9, Burks was at 7.7. No other player was above 7 yards. And in 2021, Burks raised that rate all the way to 9 yards, which was, I think, the third best in the nation. So he's shown success when operating outside of this role, basically in every metric that I can find. And I think that, yeah, he absolutely, like, if we trust this data, it is a small sample size, but if you trust it, it does point towards him being able to succeed at the AJ Brown role.
So is he the first Titans wide receiver you would take? Because right now, you know, he's got the asthma issue, obviously.
Yeah.
Not the best offseason for him in terms of getting ready for the NFL. Would you take Robert Woods or Treylon Burks?
I would absolutely take Burks. There's significantly more upside with him, in my opinion. If everything checks out with Burks over the next month or so, I'm fine taking him as a top 30 receiver.
Would he be your highest ranked rookie receiver?
He's right behind Drake London.
Yeah, you've said a few things on this show that have made me excited about Drake London.
Yeah.
All right, great. Good stuff. Thank you, Jacob. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, man. And everybody have a great week if you're hearing this on Sunday. That's Jacob Gibbs. Follow him at JAGibbs_23. You're going to get some great information by following that Twitter account. And we'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.